We commence our 40+4 year today in our first worship. And we ask ourselves, and I ask this question, raise this question to all the pastoral team members and ask them, how do we begin? What is our focus? And the whole week has been a very, very challenging time for personal pondering, probing, praying, and all of us will have to figure out what the Lord wants, says to us, and how that works out. Well, I want to share with you three things that the Lord has really, really placed upon my heart. And I want to, of course, take it from the Lord's Word, and I want to share this with you as my commitment over the next year as we commence our 44th year of ministry. Well, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us. Our Father, we thank you that we all can think of a personal part to play. We think of the many, many things that we can attempt to do. And we pray that you will grant to us your grace and your wisdom to know how we can fulfill our part in worshiping and serving you. We are so conscious that we were created for glory. We are your servants. Teach us how to fulfill our role, our part, in your great plan. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we have been looking at the theme created for glory the last 2 months. And we concluded with Isaiah 54, talking about the Lord's special heritage for his servants. Later on, the poem for the communion service is focused on the idea of serving the Lord. This particular month, we are going to feature all the people involved in the pastoral ministry, present and future. So, you know, they will be coming up to share with you all how they have been praying and how what the Lord is speaking to their hearts. Meantime, we are also preparing, readying ourselves for dedication. Saturday, Sunday, we will dedicate over a weekend. March camp will end one day earlier, and then Saturday will be dedication Saturday and dedication Sunday, and it's going to be exciting for us all. I've met up with the different heads of departments and asking them not just to be given a place where they're going to serve, asking, meeting up with them next month, what are your plans for growth? Obviously, we are poised to grow further. So what are your plans? What are your prayers? What are your ponderings? And all of us will have to consider this. And I think that these are important things for us to pray about and to develop and then to execute along the way. I think this is something that we want to consider. I met up with my Sunday school class committee today and sharing with them that we want to expand the work and our ministry of SSS4 further. Who else can we reach? How else can we reach people? Well, these are plans that will be released bit by bit. But then it comes down to myself. What's my part? And all of us will have to come down to asking ourselves, what's my role? What's my part? Much praying, much pondering. Well, I want to share with you three things which are taken from Psalm 9. Okay? And I think this is something that we want to consider. In Psalm 9, verse 1, you see the first commitment that the psalmist made. In 2 Samuel 25, David saw himself as the sweet psalmist of Israel. One of his greatest contributions that lasted was the ministry of praise and song. His ministry as king lasted only during his lifetime. Unfortunately, that was squandered by the sons that he had. And that ministry, that work as king, that kingdom shrunk significantly after King Solomon. So that didn't have a very lasting impact. But it was one ministry that he had. And that ministry was the ministry of praise. To me, that's exciting. That really, really is exciting. And the psalmist says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous work. Can you see the word praise there? Verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And then he encourages people. Verse 11, sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. This is exactly what we want to do. Can we make praise a very much more real and personal part of our life? And this is important. When we go up to the new sanctuary sometime, hopefully, as early as mid-October, maybe we will be worshiping there in 1 month's time, hopefully. Now, we're going to make a bigger hall. Believe me, it's going to be harder to sing. But let's try. So I make it a personal commitment. I am going to offer praise to God. This is hopefully not the last song to be written to praise the Lord. Hopefully there will be others. And there will be the music to go with it. There will be the arrangement that will go with it. Each one different. Each one bringing out the praise of the Lord as much as possible. We spoke to Daniel Chia today in our class and we said, please go ahead and produce the songs that we've done already as a church. Personally written, Daniel is the main arranger. He's the only arranger. He is also a major contributor in writing songs as well. And it's good to be able to offer this as praise to the Lord. This will be a dedication or gift for everybody. So we want to encourage praise, not just personally, but in every sense of the word, praise. It is wonderful to be able to go to a place when, you know, you're just so uplifted in the heart when you hear people sing. You know, when the person next to you sings, and you sing, and it's just such an uplifting experience. Well, that was the personal commitment of David as a psalmist, and as king, as a person. And I said to myself, you know what? I think this is something that I want to do as well. Now, all of us have to make our personal commitment. What is it? My first commitment, personal, is and I'm going to offer praise to the Lord. Well, look. Let's take a look at how he expressed himself. I want to sing the Lord, praise him with my whole heart. I think that's the difference between, I don't have as good a voice as the singers here. You know, I had an old friend of mine, and he was actually a very good singer, but that was what he said. He also has the same name as we share the same name. And so I remember what he said. He said, I have two brothers, and we make up a trio. And he said, my brother sings a high C, he sings a low C, and I sing the lousy. But he was such a good singer. You know, maybe we don't have the voices to sing, but praise is not just about voice. Praise is about heart. That's the difference. And it's what we want to do. If we have a voice as well, that's an addition. That's a bonus. But even if we don't, you know, the Lord will receive the praise when we can say, with my whole heart. And this is what we want to do. Can I encourage you to consider 40 plus 4? What's your part? Would you sing? Would you really do everything you can to praise the Lord with the whole heart? Be glad in the Lord. This is important. Be glad, rejoice, sing praise to the Lord's name. If that can be done personally, collectively, as a group, then I think we're going to begin the year on a very, very strong note. So I'm glad, Khakis. I remember how you all struggle. And before you know it, you've been singing 10 years. Think about it, 10 years, Khakis. I mean, that's wonderful to be able to sing. And guess what? You will be singing at the Shang. We all used to sing at funerals only. Right? But now we're going to move up to another level. Can we sing? But you see, it's not just the voice. It is the heart. And if we can sing with the heart, it makes all the difference. If nothing else, people can see, you know, I enjoy seeing your faces light up with joy. Well, this is something that we want to appreciate. And this is something that we can do. So my personal part of it, I want to make a personal commitment to sing to the Lord. Okay, now, the second part of it. And I like this. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I think I'm the person of all people most able to say that because I was right here from the start. And I think this is just absolutely what. I will tell of all your marvelous works. That's my second commitment. A personal commitment. I am going to be even committed to proclamation. My proclamation, be not just over the pulpit. I want to do everything that I can. How can I proclaim the Lord's name? If I can write poems, I will. If I can write a little song here and there, I will. If I can write for different people, I mean, why not? Just a few weeks ago, one Indian pastor, not of our group, and he wrote to me, he says, "Dear Pastor, can I make a special request? Can I translate your poem into Tamil?" My heart sank because I don't know how to evaluate. Secondly, I don't know whether Tamil poetry is the same type as English poetry, whether there's something else. But he wrote and he pleaded. He says, "Pastor, it will uplift many hearts." And so I said yes. No, of course, I don't know whether it's going to be good or no good. That's their problem, isn't it? But seriously, the desire to proclaim the Lord's word in every way possible. You know, Pastor Christopher wrote to me. He says, "Pastor, can I request for some books of Thessalonians come out? Can you give us 70 copies at least?" So I thought, usually I always speak of my books as door stoppers. You know, when a door is not moving properly, then you put it on there as a door stopper. So, that door stopper, I think a lot of doors need a lot of stopping. So last Sunday, we printed only 600 copies plus an extra. The people printed 30 extra for us. So we couldn't even give 70 copies. We will not be able to give 70 copies to Bethel. And I thought that was a nice touch. How can we proclaim the Lord and His marvelous deeds to me every way possible? By poetry, by song, over the pulpit, on a personal level, write. I was told that there are 10,000 articles of mine in our website and counting. Let's do that. Let's make every effort to proclaim His marvelous works. Will I exhaust the material? Not as long as the word is there. Not as long as the Lord is the author of His own works. Not as long as there is a whole lot of things that are there. My part is a privileged one. I am going to proclaim the Lord's word. And to me, that is a joy and a great challenge that I want to see very, very, very much. How can we understand this part of it? Well, I am even more committed. Come the new Bethany 4, with all the different departments, we are poised for greater growth and development for all the pastors. Now, all these years, I have been looking after the development, the planning of all the structure, of all the themes, of all the messages and everything else. So this time round, they are going to be trained, they groomed towards preparing things on their own. to the children's worship, I will no longer prepare the details. I will check the details. Now, it's not less work for me. It's more work. Because I have now to examine evening, bilingual, teens, children's, one and two ministries, plus his own. And separately, we're going to develop these things here. And all of us are deeply committed to proclaiming the word of the Lord, the works of the Lord in every sense of the word. And the ministry extends to Myanmar. Later part of this month, there will be a training conference for the teachers over and a missionary conference as well there, seeking to equip other people so that they too can proclaim the Lord's word in their own countries. I mean, you know, in their own regions, provinces. This is an exciting thing to consider in a 40 plus 4 year of ministry. But finally, not least of importance, perhaps even more personal, is a commitment to set aside time for personal prayer. It's like what Ben Chong said, you know, we're all so busy. They're so busy that we don't take time to pray. And this is going to be a disaster if we don't set aside time to pray. So it really means getting up a little bit earlier in the morning and devote the time. So when our young people write to me, and one of our young people, and it says, Pastor, I'm going to ask, can you pray with me, pray for me? You know, I'm expecting, and right now there is a Zika virus going on. What do you do? You cannot just simply name somebody. You got to read, you got to watch, you got to pray, you got to really. This is what prayer is all about. And it's not just for this one young person. It's here to stay. Subsequently, all the young people are going to experience similar distress, stress, anxiety. And this is what we're talking about, microcephaly problem. And this is something that there's no answer to any of these things here. How do we pray? If nothing, we watch and we pray alongside. And this is important. Where is our encouragement? Read Psalm 9 and we'll see this. And one of the things that we really want to do is to consider this. In Psalm 9, the psalmist says, this is what he's going to do. The Lord will be a refuge, verse 9, for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. And there is a personal commitment. The third personal commitment. I will seek the Lord concerning this. Turning to Him for refuge. Turning to Him and bringing supplications to Him. Bringing the needs of our people to Him. Again and again and again, and so that we can plead the mercy of the Lord. So these are three personal commitments that I have made. If you were to ask, what three commitments would you make? Can you say the same thing or say something similar? And it's wonderful to be able to do this, to say, you know what, I am going to make praise a part of my life. Maybe not the preaching part of it, but I can share my faith with others. And you know what else I can do? I can pray, and I will. And I'm going to ask you to pray. As we begin our 44th year of ministry, as we seek to fill the church, as we seek to touch hearts and lives, as we seek to minister, you know, the challenge must be not just to see this as an activity, but to be empowered, to be propelled in prayer. And if we can do this, it is going to help us in a very, very wonderful and a very special manner. Well, that is our challenge over the next year. I want to share this with you. It's my own personal commitment to praise, to proclaim, to pray. What's yours? And this is something that you must consider. We'll be very happy to talk to you, happy to pray with you, and perhaps together we can minister. You know, as we talk about this, we cannot but rejoice with Bethel. Bethel is now 22 years old this week. I still remember when they came out of the church. It was a struggling. It was in one household. It was like Bethany when we first began, in one household. Today, they have a church. The size of the church is almost like here. Physically, they are as big as we are. In fact, bigger in terms of physical size. You know, and you think in terms of ministry, it's growing. And it's just wonderful to see that they're going to have over 400 people there for a special time of Thanksgiving. 22 years of the Lord's leading and blessing. What a privilege it is just to be part of it. And it's why I'm inviting you to be a part of this growing ministry we call the IPC family. You know, I think this is important. Next month, we go over to India. We're going to be celebrating 27th year of ministry. And we're seeing growing there. Together, combined together, there are many more hundreds to come. And every soul precious to God. That's a personal part, and that's your part. What is your part? What is your role? And I pray that you will consider this and then say, well, I'm going to play my part too. But let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that as we come before you, now to the Lord's table in communion, we are going to partake with this idea of being a servant of yours in mind. And we want to serve you. Lord, help us to figure out our part, whether in praise, in prayer, in proclamation, or be part of the whole ministry of God. Help us to want to be involved. We pray that you would lift up our hearts and encourage us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.